Let's take a trip back to a time before you could attach an easy pass or fast track to your windshield, to a time when the only option for getting through most toll booths was scrambling to find exact change in the seats of your car. From member station WNYC in New York, Stephen Nesson brings us this surprising history of modern toll collection.
Let's start the story in St. Petersburg, Russia. That's where Leon Theremin was born. That Theremin, the creator of the musical instrument you play without even touching. Albert Glinsky wrote a biography of Theremin.
Just as World War I was starting and then the Russian Revolution, he found himself in the middle of that and was pulled into the new Soviet inner circle and told that he was now a Soviet scientist.
Playing with electromagnetic fields while working on a gas detection meter, he discovered the theremin.
The headlines were just over the top. Magician of music creates music out of thin air. How is this possible? Even scientists, until they really understood the principle, were kind of baffled by what he was doing.
Using the radio frequency between two antennas, he'd wave one hand for volume and the other for pitch. Theremin was sent to New York City, where he performed and continued to invent. But he also had another mission.
He was carrying on espionage, so he had this sort of double life in New York.
In 1938, after 11 years in the U.S., he hitched a ride on a freighter back to Russia. But the political winds had changed, and he was sent to a Siberian labor camp, and then transferred to a prison for scientists. It was there that he took spying to a new level when he was ordered to build a bugging device to spy on the U.S. ambassador in Moscow.
The brilliance of this device was it had no batteries, it needed no electrical external source, and it was perfectly inert until it was activated when they wanted to externally by microwave beams from a companion device that was a few buildings down.
The bug was the size of a quarter and placed in the office of the U.S. ambassador in Moscow. It was hidden in a seal of the United States, where it stayed for 7 years before it was discovered. But it took a Brooklyn inventor to bridge Theremin's devices with modern computing. And that gets us to electronic toll collection.
2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Mario Cardullo began his career working on jet propulsion on Apollo 11.
I was responsible for all the engines.
I spoke to Cardullo over Skype from his home office in Alexandria, Virginia. In the 1960s, radio identification, or RFID tags, were used on anti-theft devices in stores and for keeping track of cattle. Cardullo took that technology and the work Theremin had done 30 years before using microwaves to activate a device and added a modern twist, a memory chip. In 1970, he filed a patent on a battery-free transponder that could transmit and receive information. He imagined this RFID device would revolutionize
toll systems, doorways, medical records.
A year later, he landed a meeting with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. He wanted to demonstrate an electronic toll collection device on the George Washington Bridge. The prototype was the size of 2 packs of cigarettes.
The first thing they said to me was, well, nobody will ever put that on the window of their car. It's too big.
He reassured them he could make it smaller, but the Port Authority passed on it. It wasn't until the 1990s when his patent expired that electronic toll collecting exploded. So, if you have a device in your car, it's probably using the same technology Leon Theremin created nearly a century ago. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.